Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day. Absolutely gorgeous day out there. I hope you have your reservations made or you're going someplace where you don't need the reservations. It's going to be packed. But have a great time today. And then right now here in this place, we are here to recognize and honor our mothers and the ladies of the church. But more than that, we are here to worship Almighty God. We will have something for the ladies on their way out of church today, so please make sure you pick that up as you leave the sanctuary today. And thank you for doing all that you do for the church. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we do give you thanks, God. We give you thanks that as a father and a mother, we know that you love us with an endless love, that your mercy endures forever. You don't treat us the way we deserve to be treated, but you love us in spite of ourselves. You love us. Thank you for that. And we gather together here, Lord, as chicks gather around the mother, and we praise you. We worship you. We are here today as a witness to the rest of the world that we are your children called by your name to do and to say the things that you want us to do and say. So we pray, Lord, that you would pour out your spirit upon this service, that it would be pleasing to you and life-changing to us. What we experience here today, Lord, may we carry it with us wherever we go and whatever we do. So come, Holy Spirit, fill us all with love for one another and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Please pass that peace of Christ to your neighbor.
My own. Everybody sounds happy today. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And don't forget to call your mom or do something nice for her if she's not here today. Check your bulletin for announcements. And before we get started, something I always seem to forget is the memory verse. So I'm going to do it first thing off the bat here. Okay. Check the top of your bulletin. You'll see the memory verse, Psalm 23, verse 4. Say it with me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Say it again, Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Certainly a good reason to be happy today. Let's see. If you ordered flowers for today, there's a tag on each one with your name on it. So be sure to pick that up, too, before you leave. We have some items on the clipboard we need to know about. Need some help with graduates with that coffee hour for that. And we've lost, oh, there it is. Okay, the pen's on there. Decorating for Pentecost. And some gifts. And I'll let you check through this. Some of them are filled out, some of them aren't. So please feel free to. Thank you. Add your name to. Have some fun. Okay. Hoagies are, this is the last day to order hoagies too. I'm not sure, is that on the lit, on the clipboard? Okay. Oh, it's out in the Northex. Okay. So this is the last day to order them, and I think they're in next week?
Yes.
Okay. They're $6.50, and they're good hoagies. They're big hoagies. I thought it was a baseball bat. It's really good size, so. Are there any other announcements from out in the congregation? Okay, so next Sunday's the last week for Sunday school. There'll be some announcements about, I think, once a month during the summer, something like that. Every so many weeks we'll have a Sunday school to kind of keep keep the engine revved up. If you have somebody that's graduating, or if you are graduating, please get that name into the office too, because we want to honor you. And that will be June 4th. That's on the clipboard too, because we need some help with that coffee hour afterward, because we're going to celebrate. Okay, any other announcements? Okay, let's continue our worship. Please stand for the call to worship, which is printed in your bulletin. Trust in the Lord and do good.
May the Lord give strength to the people.
O taste and see that the Lord is good.
God is our refuge and strength.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Our hymn of praise is printed in your bulletin, Faith of Our Mothers.
Thank you.
Okay. Jesus loves us bunches and bunches and bunches. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, Jesus loves us. We're going to play a game of Simon Says, but we're going to call it Jesus Says, okay? So I need you to stand up down here. Okay, let me do it this way. I did it backwards the first time. Let me turn this way, and you guys turn and face me. That way you face everybody else. All right. Ready? Jesus says, clap your hands. Okay, stop. That's right. Okay, Jesus says, stop clapping your hands. Okay, turn in circles. Oh, Jesus says, turn in circles. Jesus says, quit turning in circles. Okay, stand on one foot. Oh, nope. Jesus didn't say do that. Okay. Jesus says, march in place. Okay, that's enough of that. Stop. That's right. Keep going. Jesus said, stop. Okay. Jesus says, be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker, right. That's right. Very good. Go tell somebody else, peace be with you, and then come back up here. Okay? That's what Jesus means by being peacemaker. Okay. Now, being a peacemaker, of course, doing it Jesus' way is to love other people, to stop fights, to avoid fights, to walk away from fights, to help people feel good, to bring peace. You be the peace in their lives, okay? Now, Jesus says, nod your head up and down. Jesus said, pat your belly. Okay, wave your other hand in the air. Jesus said, quit nodding your head up and down. Okay, stop patting your belly. Oh, Jesus says, stop patting your belly. Okay, Jesus says, be an ambassador for me. You have to be an ambassador for Jesus. How do we do that? We go and tell somebody Jesus loves them. We spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So go and tell somebody different this time. Go further back. Tell them Jesus loves you. There's another thing that Jesus wants us to be for him. Jesus wants us to be a priest. Not just me, but you and 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 you. You're all priests for Jesus. And you know how you be a priest? You use the gifts that God gave you to love other people. Just love them every day, everywhere, all the people you meet. You just be a really good Christian to them, guided by the Holy Spirit. You are a priest. That's what Jesus wants us to do, okay? Come on up here and let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you especially for the power of your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us, to teach us, to remind us. So, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, into our hearts right now and do with our lives what you want to. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen.
Self-control, this is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control, the fruit of the Spirit of God. You'll find it in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And if you're walking close to God, this fruit will grow in you, and you'll have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. This is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit of God. The fruit of the Spirit of God.
I have some very cheap, expensive gifts here. Like to have a little bit of fun. We want to recognize mothers today and also the ladies of the church. We have on your way out, somebody will be handing out these little compact mirrors with some scripture on them for all the ladies in the church. But here I have a few of these are scented candles. This one is warm apple pie. Maybe I'll keep that one. And this one is for the mother who has the most letters in her name, first and last name only. So count up the letters in your first and last name. How many letters do you have? Somebody give me a number. 12, 13, 14, 16, 15. Okay, 16 so far. Anybody have more than 16 letters in your first and last name? 16? Okay. All right. Now, for the mother with the most purses. Last night's winner at Saturday night service was 20 purses. How many purses? Somebody give me a number. Just give me an estimate, just a guess. Seven. We have seven. Anybody? Huh? 10, more than 10. 12, more than 12. How many do you have, Mary? About 23 purses. Anybody have more than 23? How many do you have? How many? About 30. About 60. You need more than a candle. You need my card in my office hours, okay? Anybody have more than 60 purses?
What if you're the mother of a cat? Does that count?
Yeah, you need help too. Right?
Yes.
Well, that's right. See, you win the purse and it's not even a boxing match. We're going to get there. That is one of our categories. The mother, well, let's do it now. Mother with the most shoes. The first service was 60 pairs of shoes. Must be a pair to go with each purse. Yeah, you can't. If you've won once, you can't win twice, but the mother with the most shoes.
How about
30, 50. We have 50 pairs of shoes. Anybody with more than 50? How many pairs of shoes? 100? 100 pairs of shoes? Yeah, I need a business card. Anna has 100 pairs of shoes at least. 100 pairs of shoes. Uh, Now, just so everybody knows, I'm going to annual conference. I think it begins June the 8th. And they are collecting shoes. So if anybody has any shoes that they want to donate, which will go to homeless people, bring them in a clear, see-through bag. And then we will take those to annual conference. Nellie up here and I are going to annual conference this year. Okay, that was a mother with the most shoes, 100 pairs of shoes, 60 purses. Boy, my wife, wow. You guys know my office hours, right? Okay, and this one here is for the, this is easy. It's mother with the most handsomest husband. This would be Bonnie's. As long as you look good, it don't matter. Okay. Mother with the most, who what? The mother with the most children.
Doesn't count.
Most, not counting grandchildren, but the most children. Give me a number. 3, 4. 4 wins. I have 5 won this morning. 4? Anybody else have 4? You have 4? The tiebreaker is the closest to my birthday. October 7th. Your birthday is? April 5th. May 18th. Let's see, we go the other way around, though. Last but not least. Oh, I've got 2 in here. Mother with the most pets. 3 pets. 3. 2. 4. 6. No. Yeah. 6 pets. Anybody have more than 6 pets? Somebody had 17 goldfish this morning, or 17 fish. 6 pets. Okay. And for the mother who lives the closest to the church. The mother who lives closest to the church. Give me a quarter mile. Anybody live closer than a quarter mile to the church? Maybe half a mile. Maybe a mile, maybe 2. You could walk if you wanted. Okay, Mom. Will the mothers please stand? If you're a mother, please stand. Past, present, future, stand, mother. You're expecting whatever. Okay. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up to you all of our moms. Lord, you know what an awesome privilege it is, but also what a huge responsibility, and at times, what a burden. Lord, I pray that you bless our moms and fill them with wisdom and anoint them, guide them and direct them, refresh their spirits, bodies, and minds. Surround them with a hedge of protection, especially this day. Bless their families, their relationships, their children, their homes. Bless them, Lord, pour out your spirit upon them. Fill them with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ and the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Give them wisdom and a spirit of discernment. We ask it in Jesus' name. Please remain standing, and will all the ladies of the church please stand up? All the ladies, because, you know, being a mother doesn't always require having children. It's that caring, sacrificial attitude. But for all the ladies of the church, you have long been the backbone of the church. For thousands of years, ladies, women have carried the church. They have maintained the faith. It's all through the Bible. So men, we're going to pray for the ladies. Agree with me in prayer. Lord, we pray that you would pour out your spirit upon the women of our church, young and old alike. Bless them, Lord. Wrap your arms around them, whisper in their ears that you love them. And Lord, bless their homes and their families as well, their relationships. Meet all their needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And fill them with the boldness of your Holy Spirit, the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Bless them, Lord, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Our scripture reading today is from 1 Peter. Chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. Like newborn babes, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up up to salvation. For you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. Come to him, to that living stone rejected by men, but in God's sight chosen and precious. And like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and he who believes in him will not be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the very stone which the builder rejected has become the head of the corner, and a stone that will make men stumble, a rock that will make them fall. For they stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to be or to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." The ushers will come forward now for God's tithes and our offerings.
Far above riches, far above honor, lasting beauty beyond.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our mothers. We pray that you would bless them. Thank you, Lord, for this gathering together of the saints, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the flowers, for the candles, the music, the ministry, and so much more. And so, God, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings, and we pray that you would bless and multiply them and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Joys. Do we have any joys that we want to share? Mother-daughter banquet last night. I heard lots and lots of good stuff about it. Graduation. Cousin coming back from college. Okay.
Indoor plumbing,
my personal favorite. 10 more days of school. Yes. Your mom.
Family.
Family from Erie, yes. Sam, Danny, Tammy, and Jim. All right. I'm surprised myself. Children of all ages, our youth ministry here, Pastor Steve.
Remembrances of people who are no longer with us.
Remembrances of people who are no longer with us, fond memories.
Music.
The
chance to begin again.
The chance to begin again, yes. Beautiful weather. Okay, for all of our mothers and those who are mother figures who are with us and those who have gone on, for them we give thanks and joy. Joy of being a grandfather again, yes. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now grab your pens and your pencils. Jot on an offering envelope, bulletin, or something. This is our prayer homework for the week. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders, as always. Pray for our church, for the ministry and the outreach, the fellowship, finances, administration and management of the church, the building. We want to pray for the men and women in the military. All those who are traveling, pray for Pastor Stephen and the youth group. Who else do we want to pray for? Cipriani? Cipriani family. Okay, traveling mercies, yes, for all those who are on the road. We want to pray for Nancy. We want to pray, come against addiction, particularly drug addiction, which has become an epidemic. Pray, let's come against drug addiction in the name of Jesus and pray for the friends and families of addicts. So we want to pray for them. Cancer survivors and families. Pray for Cindy. Pray for Doris. God knows the details. If you have an unspoken request, raise your hand. God sees that hand and knows what the details are. This is our act of faith. And we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we thank you for our blessings. We really could go on and on and on about those, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. And God, we believe, help our unbelief. We believe that if you be for us, who can be against us? It is written. We have favor with God and man. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. So look with favor upon us, Lord. Meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus and bless us, heal us, deliver us. For we lift up into the light and love of your presence the Cipriani family and our country's leaders, our church, the ministry here, our youth group and Pastor Stephen and all those who were traveling, that whole situation with addiction. We lift up to you Cindy and Doris, cancer survivors and their families, cancer patients, Nancy. We lift up to you, Lord, our first responders, men and women in the military, and their families. God, we lift up to you your children of Israel and your clergy all over the world. We believe, God, help our unbelief. Come, Holy Spirit, make it right, make it so, for your honor and glory and praise alone. For all of this we ask in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to John chapter 14, beginning with verse 8. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Let me ask you, What do we call people who are living in the United States? Americans. What do we call people who live in Ireland? Irish. What do we call people living in Cuba? Mexico? Italy? What do we call people who live in Christ? Christians. That would be us. But we are called by some other names as well. What are some other names that we call Christians? Believers. Followers. Yes. What? Methodists. Yes. Disciples. Yep, that too. If you think about our first reading today from, was it 1 Peter? Chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. You and I, according to the Word of God, you and I are a royal priesthood. We're all priests. Now, I know that you tend to look at me as being the only priest here, and you know the rest of you are congregants. Now, I have the gift of pastoring, and I've been called to this position. But we are all priests. Just like we told the kids, they are all ambassadors. They are all peacemakers. We are all priests, and not just any priest. We are a royal priesthood called by God. A priest. Man, that just kind of blows me away, actually. See, John 14, which is one of my favorite chapters out of John, I quote a lot from John chapter 14. It's a powerful, life-altering chapter. What would you think if I told you that it came over the news during Sunday school when I was in my office, that I turned on the news and it was all over the news on the internet that aliens have landed on our planet?
They're already here.
Yeah, Elvis is proof of that. But aliens have landed. And they want to share with us their technology. Now, first thing you would think is, hey, he's kidding. Because the second thing you would do is check your phone, and you would say, you know, he's telling the truth. Aliens have landed. What's the first thing then that you would want to do? What? You want to look. You want to see them. You want to see what these aliens look like. Yeah. In verse 8, Philip says to Jesus, show us the Father. They want to see God. Jesus had been talking about God, and they knew from their scriptures that Moses had been up on Mount Sinai where he had seen parts of God. And that every time Moses went up on Mount Sinai and talked with God, he would come down from the mountain, his face glowing so bright that nobody could look on him, and he had to wear a mask. They wanted to see God. Man. And Jesus says to them, Philip, you know, have I been such a long time with you? Don't you know that anybody who's seen me has seen the Father? Don't you know that the Father is in me? Yeah, they didn't get it. They were expecting something different, an alien in the land. John chapter 14, verse 23 says, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we, the Father and the Son, will come to him and make our home with him. So if you believe in Jesus, you will obey his teachings, and the Father and the Son will come into you, into your life, and make their home with you. Now, it's not like Jesus is saying, I'll be with you wherever I go, I'll be by your side. But he's saying they will make their home with you. And a home is a place where you live. A home is a place where you have relationships. A home is a place where you eat and cook and enjoy each other's company, and it's an everyday thing. And Jesus is saying, if you are my child called by my name, then me and the Father will make our home with you. Now, and we're just warming up. Because when God comes into our lives and makes his home with us, then we become new creatures in Christ. We are transformed. And according to John 15, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. So if you want to see an alien, just look around you. Because you and me, my brothers and sisters, are aliens in this world. This land is no longer ours. This world's not our home. We've got a job to do here. We have been called to be priests to the people that live in this land. But we are aliens. And I know some of you are thinking, that's some mighty strange looking aliens. But, you know, some of us are weirder looking than others. It's okay. Right? God loves us anyways. We've got a job to do. Now, John 14, 12 and 13. Let those who have ears hear. Because this is the one that has always blown my mind. No matter all these years, no matter how many times I read this, it just blows my mind. John 14, verses 12 and 13. I tell you the truth. And when Jesus says, I tell you the truth, he's saying, pay attention here. Listen up. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. What did Jesus do? Name some things that Jesus did. Preached. What else did he do? Rose from the dead. Sacrificed. Healed. He healed people. Made disciples. Teach. I mean, we have a lot of people doing a lot of this stuff, but what are some other things that he did?
Walked on water.
Peace. Be still. He stopped the wind and the waves. I've only got one of these, but you can all share this. And there'll be leftovers when you're done. Man, he fed 5,000, 25,000 people and more with just a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. They caught a fish. When he was told about the temple tax, he said, grab that fish. You'll find a coin in its mouth. Somebody said their personal favorite that comes in mighty handy is he changed water into wine. But Jesus said that the things that he did, we will do. And then the next verse says, he will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. We will do greater things than Jesus did, because he's going to the Father. I believe the problem is that we have gotten so far separated from our relationship with Jesus that we just can't see it. Because Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed, and it'll be cast into the sea. So no matter what obstacle you have in your life, you can say, be gone in the name of Jesus. It'll be cast into the sea. It's the word of God. I mean, it blows my mind to think that we could do that. Of course, our problem is we believe more in what we hear, see, feel, and touch than we do in the Word of God. See, not only did Jesus do all the things we just talked about, but after he rose from the dead, Jesus didn't need to walk anymore. He just had to think about where he was going, and he was there. When the disciples were behind closed doors, Jesus just came and stood among them like that. Talked to them for a little bit, disappeared like that. With the disciples on the road to Emmaus, as soon as he said grace, they realized who he was. He disappeared. The laws of nature which have confined us were broken by Jesus. The things that I have done, you will do, and even greater things as a kingdom of priests. See, because you're special, you're different. You're not the same as the rest of the people in this world. We are a kingdom of priests. Now, my dad was a policeman for, 30 years. He was always a policeman. When he'd come home and take off his uniform and lay his gun up on the table or on top of his dresser, stick it in the drawer, he was still a policeman. He still thought like a policeman. He'd often get called out. He was chief in Port View for many, many years. I was a mill worker. I would punch the clock, and then I'd come home. I wasn't a mill worker anymore. See the difference? As a priest, we're always a priest. No matter what situation you're in, no matter who you're talking with or dealing with, whether it's your neighbors at work, your wife, your children, just driving down the road, shopping in the store, you are a priest. You are different than everybody else in the world, a new creature in Christ, born again, spirit-filled, a priest. If you're able, please stand up and raise your right hand. Raise your left hand. Repeat after me. I am a priest.
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 Okay, sit down. Thank you. It's not an oath we took. It's no magic. I just want you to get used to saying it because it's what you are. It's what God says you are. You are a royal priesthood unto God. Live like it. Treat life like it. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid, because you are a royal priest. You've got power, my friend. Don't be afraid to charge hell with a glass of ice water. No matter what the problem is in your life or somebody else's life, take authority in the name of Jesus. And the reason we have this authority, this power, isn't for our own pleasure, but it's to bring honor and glory and praise to God. So when you ask anything in the name of Jesus for the honor and glory of God, Jesus will grant it to you. A royal priesthood. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing number 370, Victory in Jesus. Ladies, we have a little gift for you on your way out the door, so please make sure you pick that up. Thank you for all that you do for the ministry, and God bless the ladies, especially the mothers today. Gentlemen, be real good to them. And always remember, guys, the woman is always right. And if you think you're wrong, if you think you're right, remember rule number one, the woman is always right. So it's just the way it is. Yes, dear. So, Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us and guide us and direct us as priests. Remind us, Lord, that we have been called with a holy calling and empowered by you. So, Lord, lead us where you would have us go. Lead us into a hurting world, to be aliens among the land, to be priests, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ near and far, beginning with our own families. For we ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.